Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure as always having her. We're about to have a great visit because I know how smart she is. Grace Marie Turner is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust. In a couple of months, we'll have her back for her 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And we found her when she was only 9. And she is the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She is the leading policy expert on healthcare, in my opinion, on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And she's the president of the Galen Institute and our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Oh, Jim, it's such a pleasure to be with you, and Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all of your listeners.
You too, Grace Marie. Thank you for hanging out with us. Grace Marie, when the Patients Affordable Care Act, commonly known
as... Never there was a misnamed
act. Exactly. But it's more easily referred to, and sometimes some people think in a pejorative way, and I don't mean it in a pejorative way, it's just a handy way to say Obamacare is easier to say. So when Obamacare first came out, when people started looking at this thing, a bunch of folks started saying, whoa, this isn't going to work. And somehow or another, you can explain it to us, they came up with something called a waiver. And one of the first groups of people who wanted a waiver from this was McDonald's. And as most people know, McDonald's is a franchise organization. So my question to you in this segment is, how are franchises going to be impacted? Do they have some kind of a special situation with Obamacare?
Well, couple of things in that question. Yes, absolutely. So everybody thought, oh, this is going to be great. And the president promised employers in particular, don't worry about this. If you're already providing health coverage, you're fine. And we're just going to deal with insurance reform. It's not going to be a big deal. And as people started to realize, the employer mandate affects all employers if you have more than 50 employees. You're going to be required to provide government-defined health insurance to your employees or pay a fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided what the level of insurance had to be, how much it had to cover, what the stopgaps had to be. And they put some of those provisions in right away. The employer mandate doesn't take effect until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But the provisions about the level of coverage you have to provide went into effect right away. And companies like McDonald's said, wait a minute, we're going to have to drop coverage if you make us do that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't adjust to that quickly. And so
that's where the waivers
said,
came
okay,
in.
Okay, we'll give you a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for only one part of the law. Just, you know, what's the top level of your insurance coverage? And it only goes to 2014. So people think, oh, some company's gotten a waiver from Obamacare.
It's a temporary waiver, isn't it?
It's a temporary waiver from one part of the law.
But how did this affect small companies that are franchise owners?
Well, what they need to be worried about is the employer mandate that will take effect in 2014, January 1, if this law is not repealed. And that means that if you employ more than 50 employees,
mm-hmm,
that you're going to be required to provide this insurance that may cost as much as $10,000 per employee.
Hmm.
The government defines what is acceptable insurance, not you,
hmm,
and or pay a fine. So what a lot of companies are already starting to think about doing, many franchise restaurants, for example, they have several, and one owner may have several restaurants. Well, that means that he or she is over that 50-person limit.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to do is say, okay, everybody, you're now part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets more than 29 and a half hours.
Mm.
And by the way, if you want more hours, Wendy's down the street or Burger King down the street will give you the rest of your hours. And they'll work it out so that somebody that has a full-time job, Matt, right now, is going to wind up having two part-time jobs.
Would some of these companies with multiple installations, would they form different corporations to?
And they may do that.
Which is just extra cost and extra administration and almost prohibitive.
Hugely disruptive to the workforce.
So, folks, people are running away from this law like rats leaving a ship that hasn't sailed yet. And the other thing, Jim, that
companies are doing is how can we automate? How can we get rid of the job?
Mm-hmm.
Let's have order kiosks. Let's have automatic checkout.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. We'll take a quick break, folks. Check out Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. You can find out more about the book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and other things, all the things that Grace Marie is working on the healthcare public policy issues. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.